Hi, VoiceTubers. This is Judy. Welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. How are you guys doing today? Are you an early bird? Or do you often sleep till noon? For me, to be honest, I'm not. And every time when I tell myself that I'm going to get up early for tomorrow, I always failed. And how about you? Please leave a comment below to let me know. And in today's video, it is basically an interview of a Navy SEAL. And he talks about why we should be an early bird. He said, if you get up early, though maybe you will not get used to it in the beginning, you will turn out to find that you have more time for yourself and also for your family. And the topic sentence I chose for you for today is this. If you don't have any discipline, you'll end up with absolutely no freedom. You'll end up being a slave to other people that boss you around. If you don't have any discipline, you'll end up with absolutely no freedom. You'll end up being a slave to other people that boss you around. 好，那我们可以来看今天的第一个学习重点 ,discipline。Discipline 呢，它是名词，它的意思是纪律或者是训练。纪律的话，我们可以造一个句子，比如说他们真的是很有纪律，你就可以说 They have good discipline. They have good discipline. 好，那训练的话，我们造另外一个句子 The kids are spoiled. There should be tougher discipline in school.The kids are spoiled. There should be tougher discipline in school. 什么是 spoiled 呢？就是宠坏的意思，就是小孩子，那些小孩都被宠坏了，所以学校应该 要有更严格的训练或者是纪律。那比如说我们常会说、那小孩真的是一个屁孩。那屁孩的英文我们也是用 spoiled 这个单字，还有个专有名词 叫做 spoiled brat。Spoiled brat. 那 brat 的拼音就是 B-R-A-T, spoiled brat. 好，那 discipline 它可以延伸出另外一个形容词，就是 disciplined. Disciplined 呢，就是遵守纪律的。我们可以说那个小孩真的是非常遵守纪律，我们就可以说 The child is well disciplined. The child is well disciplined.好，第二个片语我们可以看到在今天的 topic sentence 里面有 end up 它这个意思相信大家不陌生，我们再复习一次，就是最终成为或者是最后的结果。那如果后面要加上动词的话，就是加动词 ing。 比如说我们可以说 If you keep spending like that, you will end up penniless.If you keep spending like that, you will end up penniless. 它的意思就是说，如果你继续花像那样的花钱，你最后一定就一点钱都不剩 ，penniless， 一分一毫的钱都不剩。好，我们也可以造另外一个句子。After discussion going on holiday abroad with my friends, we ended up in Vietnam.After discussing going on holiday abroad with my friends, we ended up in Vietnam. 就是在跟我朋友讨论我们假期要出国去哪里玩，我们最终决定要去越南。好，那我们刚刚说 end up 它是最后成为或最后结果的意思，那让我联想到另外一个片语，另外一个片语就是 turn out。Turn out, 它的意思有点像，就是结果是或是最终成为。我们可以说 ,the result turned out to be much more surprising to us. The result turned out to be more surprising to us. 就是说这个结果最后对我们来说更加的刺激，就是出乎意料的意思。好，那我们来看第三个单字，第三个单字是 slave,Slave 呢，它是名词，奴隶的意思，或者是我们可以说摆脱不了某种习惯或者是影响的人，我们也可以用这个 slave。 那我们第一个例句用奴隶的这个意思来造句。 I hate being treated like a slave. I hate being treated like a slave. 就是说我很讨厌像被对待就像对待奴隶一样，就是你很讨厌被对待的像奴隶一样。对，好，那如果是摆脱不了某种习惯或者是影响的人的话，我们可以造这个句子。They are all slaves to fashion. They are all slaves to fashion. 就是说他们在追求时尚，所以就是时尚的奴隶。They are all slaves to fashion. 那在这边再跟大家介绍另外一个单字，也就是 labor.Labor, 它是名词，劳工或者是劳动的意思。This country is lacking of skilled labor. This country is lacking of skilled labor. 就是说这个国家呢，缺乏了很多技术性的劳工。好，最后一个片语很好用，而且也很常见，就是 boss around.Boss around 就是使唤的意思，你就可以说跟你的朋友，如果你的朋友很喜欢使唤你，你就可以这样跟他讲 Stop bossing me around, I am not your slave. 就是你不要再一直使唤我了，因为我不是你的奴隶。这句话真的蛮好用的，如果就是你身边刚好有一个很喜欢使唤你的人，你就可以跟他说 Stop bossing me around. 好，那在这边跟他分享另外一个也有就是 boss 的这个片语，就是 like a boss, like a boss. 我们都会知道，就是像老板一样，他的意思是什么呢？也就是超级厉害的，超级厉害的。所以你就可以用 like a boss。好，那最后我们再来复习一次今天的 topic sentence。If you don't have any discipline, you'll end up with absolutely no freedom.You'll end up being a slave to other people that boss you around. So maybe I should try not to sleep in tomorrow, and maybe you can try it too, and we can see how our lives will change. Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys next time. See you!